请我们看马太福音第二十二章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22.
马太二十二章。
Matthew 22.
我们从三十四节念起，念到第四十节。
Let's read from verse 34 through verse 40.
马太二十二三十四。
Matthew 22, verse 34.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都盖人的口，他们就聚集。
But the Pharisees, having heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, were gathered together.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说。
And one of them, a lawyer, demanded, tempted him, and saying,
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And he said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all the heart and with all thy soul and with all thy understanding.
这是诫命中的第一，却是最大的。
And this is the great and first commandment.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments, the whole law and the prophets hang.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，你再一次给我们机会能聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. You give us another chance to gather before you.
这是圣地，我们要把我们的鞋脱下，死后死里在你的面前。
And this is the holy ground. We shall take off our sandals and stand before you.
我们要向你说，主，你有什么话要对我们说的，请说。
And we say, Lord, whatever word you want to speak to us, please speak.
我们都是你的仆人，在这里静听。
We are all your servants, listening here.
主，求你从我们心中除去一切的障碍。
Lord, we pray that you take away any veil obstacle from our hearts.
求你开启我们的心窍，叫我们能听进你的话语。
And open up the eyes of our hearts, the ears of our hearts, so that we can hear your word.
但愿你的话在我们每一个人里面能发生作用。
So that your word can be effective in us.
叫我们能因着你的话被你带到你自己真实的里面。
That we can be brought into your reality by your word.
主，我们承认在这个末世的时候，
Lord, we acknowledge that at this end time,
有许多的虚假，有许多的代替。
There are many falsehoods and substitutes.
我们恳求你把我们能摸着你属灵的实际。
And we ask that you help us so that we can touch the spiritual reality of you.
叫我们真正能被你的爱所充满。
So that we can truly be filled by your love.
好叫你自己的名得着称赞。
That your name be praised.
我们把这个时间恭敬交在你的手中。
And we put this time before you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次在主面前一同交通的乃是弟兄相爱。
This time when we gather together to fellowship before our Lord is brotherly love.
我们昨天早晨在这里提到第一件的事。
Yesterday morning we mentioned the first thing.
那就是说神 是爱。
That is, God is love.
我们在约翰一书第四章里面看见说
，In First John chapter four, we saw,
爱是从神来的。
Love is of God.
凡有爱心的，都是从神而生，并且认识神的。
Those who have love are born of God and know God.
我实在盼望这句话能深深地刻在我们的心上。
I really hope that this word can be carved into our heart.
因为很多的时候，我们认为我们有爱。
Because oftentimes we think we have love.
我们能爱神，我们也能爱弟兄。
That we are able to love God and to love brothers.
但是在这句话语里面告诉我们说。
But in this word we are told.
神是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
在神之外没有爱。
Outside of God, there's no love.
凡是在神之外的爱，都不是那真正的爱。
Whatever love is outside of God is not true love.
我们用在神之外的爱来爱神，这个不是真正的爱。
If we love God with the love which is outside of God, that is not true love.
很多的时候，我们用在神之外的爱来爱我们的神。
And oftentimes we use a love which is outside of God to love God.
这样的爱不知道我们用了多少。
And this kind of love, we do not know how much we have used it.
我们也不知道消费了多少的时间。
And we don't know how much time we have wasted.
我们很多的时候也在神自己之外，我们来爱弟兄。
And oftentimes we also love our brothers outside of God.
因着这样的缘故，也不知道创了多少的祸。
And for this reason, we do not know how much damage we have done.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们谈到弟兄相爱的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we talk about love among brothers,
第一件事要看见说，我们没有爱。
First thing we see, we do not have love.
我们必须在神面前站在这一个地位上。
And this is the position we have to stand before God.
否则的话，在弟兄相爱这件事上，我们永远是糊涂的。
Otherwise, we are always confused on this matter of brotherly love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
爱是神自己的本质。
Love is the essence of God.
你没有办法把爱与神分开。
You cannot separate love from God.
我们接受神就是接受他的爱。
When we receive God, we receive His love.
我们接受他的爱就是接受神。
When we receive His love, we receive God.
这个爱在我们被造的时候是没有的。
This love was not there when we were created.
这个爱乃是当我们重生的时候，在我们里面神所赐给的。
But this love is what God has given me when we were born again.
这个爱就是认识神。
And this love is knowing God.
我们因着认识神，我们得着了这个爱。
Because we know God, we get this love.
也因着我们有这个爱，我们就更认识神。
Also because we have this love, we know God more.
我盼望这个像一个基础一样，能打在我们每一个人的心里头。
I hope that this is a foundation deeply imprinted in the hearts of every one of us.
我们今天早晨愿意再进一步来看这个爱。
And this morning, we want to progress to see this love.
我们看见说，因为神他自己是爱。
We see that because God himself is love.
所以他对于人的要求也是爱。
Therefore, his requirement for man is also love.
可以说，神对于人的要求只有一个。
We can say that God's requirement for man is only one.
那一个唯一的要求乃是要我们爱。
The only requirement is for us to love.
当神创造人的时候
，When God created man，
他造人是为着爱的缘故。
He created man because of love。
他不单是为着爱他儿子的缘故而造人。
Not only he created man because he loved his son，
他也是为着爱人的缘故而造人。
He also created man because he loves man。
我们记得在箴言第八章里头，智慧就是主的一个代表。
We remember in Proverbs chapter 8 that wisdom is a representation of the Lord。
当神创造万有的时候，智慧就在那里。
When God created all things, wisdom was there。
神的儿子与神同在。
The Son of God was with God。
他在神面前讨神的喜悦。
And he was pleasing God before him。
并且他也跳跃在神的面前。
Also he was leaping before God。
他说他不但在那里欢喜神所创造的一切。
He said not only he was joyful because of what God created。
他更是跳跃的喜欢住在人的中间。
And also he leaps, he was joyous to live among men。
所以我们看见神造人是为着爱的缘故。
Therefore we see that God created man out of love。
他照着他自己的形象来造人。
He created man according to his own image。
一面说来，神造我们的时候，
On the one hand, when God created us,
他给我们一个爱的可能性，一个 capacity。
He gave us a capacity for love。
记住这一个可能，我们能接受神的爱。
Through this capacity, we are able to receive the love from God。
让这个爱能接到我们的里面去。
That this love can come into us。
叫我们能爱神。
So that we can love God。
实在说来，爱是神的命令。
Actually, love is a commandment of God。
并不是一件人可以选择的，不是一个人可以选择的一个东西。
It is not an option for man。
爱是神的命令。
Love is commandment of God。
这个命令的本身呢，你不能选择的。
And this commandment itself is not something for you to choose。
换一句话说，这是神的旨意。
In another word, this is the will of God。
你喜欢也好，你不喜欢也好，爱神、爱弟兄，这是神的命令。
Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, to love God and to love brothers,This is the commandment of God。
这个命令啊是不改变。
And this commandment does not change。
不因着我们的拣选而改变。
It does not change because of our own choice。
但是很稀奇的是。
But very amazing。
虽然这一个命令乃是一个不改变的一个命令。
Although this commandment is something not changing。
但是神造人的时候，却给人一个自由的意志。
But when God created man, He gave man a free will。
我们的神乃是最大的自由的意志。
Our God is the greatest will。
他就照着他的形象造人的时候，也给人一个自由的意志。
So when our God created man according to his own image, he also gave man a free will。
那什么是自由的意志呢？
What is a free will?
自由的意志就是说可以拣选。
A free will is to say that you can choose。
因为神的命令是不是一个 option， 不是一个能拣选的东西。
On the one hand, God's commandment is not something for us to it's not an option for us。
如果是这样的话，神就应当造我们成了一个只能爱他不能不爱他的人。
Now if that's the case, then when God created us, he would create us so that we can only love him. It is not for us not to love him.
但是奇妙的是， 就是神造了我们人，给我们一个自由的意志。
But the amazing thing is when God created us, He gave us a free will.
有了自由的意志，当然就可以拣选。
Of course, when we have this free will, we can choose.
因为爱永远不是一件勉强机械化的东西。
Because love is not something that's forced upon us. It's not something mechanical.
爱这个东西必定是自动的、愿意的。
If you love something, of course, it is voluntary. It is something out of yourself.
虽然爱是神的命令
，although love is a commandment of God，
这是神不改变的旨意
，and this is an unchanging will of God。
但是他给我们人一个自由的意志，可以拣选爱或者不爱。
But He gave man a free will to choose to love or not to love。
好叫我们爱他的时候是出于自动，出于愿意。
So that when we love Him, it is out of our own will, it is out of voluntary。
所以神给我们一个拣选的能力，这个实在说来也是神的爱。
So when God gave us this capacity to choose, in reality, that is love.
他把所创造的人放在伊甸园里面。
He put the man that He created in the Garden of Eden.
我们看见在园子里面长满了结果子的树。
We see that in the garden is a full of trees with fruits.
而这些的果子都可以做人的食物。
And all these fruits are allowed to be food of men.
这个实在是神爱的供应。
And this is really the supply of the love of God.
他知道他所造的人有肉身的需要。
He knows that the man He created have this need in the flesh.
所以他就为人准备了这一切的需要。
So He created all the need, all the supplies for the need.
在园子的当中，他放了一棵生命的树。
In the center of the garden, there was this tree of life.
这个是爱的呼召。
And that is the calling of love.
神在那里呼召人说，你要吃这个生命树的果子。
God there calling man to say that man, you shall eat of the tree of life.
你如果吃了这个果子，爱就进到你的里面。
If you eat this fruit out of the tree of life, love enters your heart.
你就能爱神。
Then you can love God.
你也能彼此相爱。
And then you can love yourself, among yourself.
但是在生命树的旁边又放了另外一棵的树。
But beside this tree of life, there's another tree.
乃是知识善恶的树。
And that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神把这棵树放在那里，是给人一个拣选。
God put that tree over there to offer a choice for man.
神在那里仿佛对人说
，God seems to be saying to man，
我的旨意是要你吃生命树的果子。
My will is for you to eat of the tree of life。
我呼召你来接受我的生命。
I call you to receive my life.
我要把我的爱充满在你里面。
I'm going to fill you with my love.
好叫你能过一个爱的生活。
So that you can lead a life of love.
但是我不勉强你。
But I do not force you.
如果你要为着你自己来活的话。
If you want to live for yourself.
如果你要爱你自己胜过爱我的话。
If you want to love yourself more than you love me,
如果你要向我独立的话，
if you want to be independent from me,
你也可以拣选，
you can choose that way.
不过你要记得，你如果吃这颗知识善恶树的果子，在你吃的日子，你必定死。
But remember, if you want to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat it, you shall die.
这一个是爱的警告。
And this is a warning of love.
警告他说，如果你拣选那棵树的话，你要死。
To warn him that if you choose that tree, you shall die.
换一句话说，神把那个最好的 和那一个最坏的都摆在亚当的面前。
In another word, God put before Adam the best and the worst.
神把他自己摆在亚当的面前。
He put himself before Adam.
提醒亚当说，你需要我。
To remind Adam that you need me.
我呼召你。
I call you.
神对人第一个命令。
The first commandment from God to man.
在表面上看好像是消极的。
On the surface, it appears to be negative.
这一棵树你不可以吃。
And that tree you shall not eat.
顺服神的命令。
To obey the commandment of God.
这一个乃是爱。
This is love.
爱是从顺服里头来发表出来。
Love is expressed in obedience.
所以神在那里给人看见。
So God shows man.
你需要顺服我。
You need to submit to me.
你如果顺服我，遵守我的命令的话。
If you obey me, obey my commandment.
你就要得到生命。
You shall gain life.
你就要被爱所充满。
You shall be filled with love.
你就能进到一个蒙福的地步。
And you can enter into a state of blessedness.
如果你不念我的话。
If you do not do so.
你要为着你自己活着的话。
If you want to live just for yourself.
死亡就在你的面前。
Death is before you.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
虽然这个命令在表面上看是消极的。
Although on the surface, this order is negative.
但是在实际上说乃是积极的。
But in reality, this is positive.
连这个命令也是爱。
Even this command itself is love.
因为神爱他的缘故。
Because God loved him.
愿意他在神面前能蒙恩。
Willing that he can be blessed before God.
神对人第一个命令那是爱。
The first command from God to man is love.
从那个时候起，一直在人类的历史上，神每一次有命令的时候。
From that time on, throughout the history of man, every time when God gives a command,
背后都是神的爱。
It is God's love behind it.
天上的审判都是神的爱。
Even the judgment of God is the love of God.
亚当因着犯罪的缘故，神说他要含流满面才得糊口。
Because Adam sinned, God says he shall sweat and toil to survive, to have a living.
我们认为说，亚当在伊甸园里面不必流汗。
We think that Adam, when he was in the Garden of Eden, he did not have to sweat.
他可以过很舒服的生活。
He could have a very comfortable life.
他如果饥饿的时候，他可以随便在那些美好的树上吃下果子来充他的饥。
When he was hungry, he could go to any of these beautiful trees to get the fruit for his hunger.
恐怕我们今天都很羡慕这样的生活。
Maybe we all envy this kind of life.
我们觉得说，我们每天要汗流满面才得糊口，这个生活实在是很痛苦。
And we really feel oftentimes that we suffer because every day we have to sweat in order to earn a living.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于一个犯罪的人来说，汗流满面才得糊口，这是一个祝福。
But dear brothers and sisters, for a sinner to sweat in order to earn a living, that is a blessing.
如果他太闲了，他就犯更多的罪。
If he has nothing to do, he will sin more.
我们记得大卫，他应当出去打仗，但是他却在皇宫里面。
We remember David, he should have been fighting with his soldiers, but he stayed in the palace.
他太闲在了。
And he had nothing to do.
没有事情做。
Nothing to do.
结果就犯了一个大的罪。
He sinned a terrible sin.
所以甚至于神的审判也是 满了爱的。
Therefore, even the judgment of God is full of love.
神把亚当夏娃赶出埃及园。
When God cast Adam and Eve out of Eden,
他在伊甸园的东边设立了基路伯和转动的火箭。
He set on the east of Eden cherubim and this turning fiery wheel.
免得人能回到园里面去吃生命树的果子。
So that this man would not be able to turn back to the Garden of Eden to get the fruit of the tree of life.
这个也是神的爱。
This is also the love of God.
因为神知道，如果一个犯了罪的人活到永永远远的话，这个痛苦实在是无比的。
Because God knows a sinner, if he lives forever, that suffering is without end.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
就在人被造之后犯罪，我们看见处处事事都有神的爱在那里。
We see all these things when after man was created, he sinned, and for everything we can see the trace of God's love.
就是当人在地上慢慢的这个繁荣起来的时候，
Even when men multiply on earth,
我们看见地上的人犯罪作恶。
We see that the men on earth sin and do all evil things.
地上满了强暴。
And violence filled this earth.
满了流血。
Blood filled this earth.
人思想里面都是罪恶。
And sin perpetrates all through man's thoughts.
所以神就后悔造人。
So God regrets that he made man.
他这个后悔不是后悔他造人的旨意。
Then he was not regretting his will in creating man.
他乃是改变他的方法。
He was only changing his method.
所以他用洪水来毁没了当时的人。
Therefore he destroyed mankind at that time with a flood.
但是挪亚一家在神面前蒙了恩典。
But Noah and his family would receive this grace from God.
当这个洪水过了，挪亚和他家里的人从方舟出来的时候。
After the flood, when Noah and his family came out from the ark,
挪亚就把洁净的动物献祭给神。
Noah offered the clean animals to God.
神闻了这个馨香的味道，神说从今以后我不再用水来淹没这个世界。
When God smelled the fragrance, God said, "From now on, I shall not cover the earth with flood."
所以他在天上就预备了一个 rainbow.
Therefore, he prepared a rainbow in heaven.
每一次我们看见那个虹彩的时候，我们就想到神的应许。
Every time we see this rainbow in heaven, we think of the promise of God.
因为你能想象，挪亚和他的一家虽然蒙了保守。
Because you can see that Noah and his family, although they were preserved,
但是他们这个可以说这个里面是满了惧怕。
But in their hearts, they were filled with fear.
他们经过了这个大极大的审判。
And after this great judgment,
他们里面实在是惧怕。
They really tremble and fear inside.
所以神安慰他们。
So God comforted them.
神与他们立了一个约。
And God had a covenant with them.
并且神用这个红来做这个立约的证据。
And God gave them a proof, which was the rainbow in the heaven.
神知道人因为犯罪的缘故。
Now God knows that because man sinned.
如果单吃果子和蔬菜，不能维持这一个败坏的肉身。
And fruit and vegetable were not sufficient to sustain a corrupted body.
所以神就应许人开始吃肉。
So God allowed man to start to eat meat.
但是不能喝血。
But they were not allowed to take in blood.
因为生命在血里。
Because life is in the blood.
有一天神要用这个血来赎我们人的罪。
One day, God is going to use the blood to redeem the sins of man.
神知道人的败坏。
God knows the corruption of man.
所以他就开始设立了政治。
And therefore, God has started to have rule, government.
神在那里说，凡是流人血的，他的血也必须被流。
And God says, whoever shed the blood of others, his own blood shall shed.
从那一天起，神把人放在一个政治的底下。
From that day on, God put man under government.
原因乃是为着要保护败坏的人。
Because he wants to preserve this man, although corrupted.
所以我们看见在这里又是满了神自己的爱。
So here we see again, God's love is fully shown.
神对待人一致用爱来对待。
God has dealt with man, treated with man with love all the time.
虽然人是那么的不配。
Although man is so unworthy,
但是这一位爱的神，他是始终不断的爱。
But this God of love continues constantly to love man.
我们跳过了父老的时代。
Now let's go over the time of the fathers.
我们来看以色列人的故事。
And then we see the story of Israel.
神因着他是爱的缘故。
Because God is love.
他也是一位守约的神。
Because he is also a God that promised the covenant.
所以他对摩西说，我看见了以色列人一起的困苦。
So he told Moses, I have seen the travail of Israel.
我要差遣你去，把他们从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
I want to send you to Egypt to save them from the house of bondage.
不是因为这些以色列人在埃及他们有一个属灵的光景。
Not because of these Israelites were spiritual in Israel, in Egypt.
乃是因为神的慈爱和怜悯。
But this is because of the love and mercy of God.
他把以色列人借着摩西从埃及拯救出来。
He's delivered the Israelites through the hands of Moses from Egypt.
把他们带到西南山的底下。
He brought them to under the Mount Sinai.
神在那里就把他的律法、他的诫命赐给他们。
So God there gave them his law and his statute.
神要他们做他的子民。
And God wants them to be his people.
神要他们成为一个祭司的国度。
And God wants them to be a nation of priests.
神要住在他们中间。
God wants to dwell among them.
因为神爱他们。
Because God loves them.
神给他们十条诫命。
God gave them 10 commandments.
除了十条诫命之外，他有许多的律例和典章。
And in addition to these 10 commandments, there are also statutes and ordinances.
但是这十条的诫命可以说就把神给人的律法完全包括在里面。
But these 10 commandments summarizes all the law that God gave man.
这十条的诫命乃是神的命令。
These 10 commandments are the command of God.
这十条的诫命乃是发表神的旨意。
And these 10 commandments express God himself.
这十条的诫命乃是神的见证。
These 10 commandments are the testimony of God.
神要给人看见说他是怎样的一位神。
God wants to display to man what kind of God he is.
他因为他是怎样的一位神。
Because this is the God he is.
所以他要他的百姓也能像他一样。
So he wants his people to be like him.
这一个是十条诫命背后的意义。
And this is the meaning behind the Ten Commandments.
今天我们对于十条诫命
Today when we look at this Ten Commandments
我们对于这个律法
And of the statutes and the ordinance
我们很像当初以色列百姓一样
We are very much like the Israelites at that time
我们都是在外面来看这十条的诫命
We look upon these Ten Commandments from the outside
我们感觉这是一个重担
We feel this is a burden, heavy burden
我们看见这十条诫乃是定我们罪
And we see, when we see these Ten Commandments we see we are condemned because of this
但是当初神把十条诫给以色列人的时候
But the time when God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel
他的目的是叫他们因此而生啊
This purpose is for them to live because of this.
并不是要他们因此而死。
And not for them to die because of this.
这十条诫，神用他自己的指头刻在两块的法盘上。
These Ten Commandments, God used His finger to carve them onto two tablets.
当然。一条法盘上是述说神人和神的关系
On one tablet the commandments describe the relationship between man and God
还有一块法盘乃是说到人与人之间的关系
The other tablet talks about the relation between man to man
如果我们真正懂得十条诫的意义
If we really understand the significance, the meaning of these Ten Commandments
我们看见那个精义啊，那是爱
We see that essence is love
我们稍微来看一看这些的诫命
And let's take a look at these commandments
有一天一个法利赛人，一个律法师到主的面前。
One day, a Pharisee, a lawyer, came before the Lord Jesus.
他要试探我们的主耶稣。
He wanted to tempt our Lord.
他就问主耶稣说，在许多的律法中，哪一条是最大的
？He asked the Lord, out of these many commandments, which one is the greatest?
主耶稣说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。”
And the Lord Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your understanding, and all your strength."
这是诫命中最大的。
This is the greatest.
是最重要的。
The most important.
其次，也像第一条一样，你要爱人。
And the other is like the first one, to love others as yourself.
这是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And on these two commandments, the whole law and the prophets hang.
我们先来看第一条诫命。
So now let's look at the first command.
如果你看出埃及记二十章的话。
Now if you turn to Exodus chapter 20.
第一件事就给我们第一条诫命就说除了我之外，你们不可有别的神。
The first commandment says, "Thou shalt not have any other god before me."
或者我们先看二十章第二节。
And now let's turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. First.
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I am Jehovah thy God, who have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.Out of the house of bondage.
为什么除了他之外，你不可以有别的神？
Why you shall not have any other god beside him?
因为他是这一位把他们从埃及救出来的神。
Because he is the god that saved them, delivered them out of Egypt.
他是他们的神，是他们的救赎的主。
And he is their God, their Redeemer.
除他以外，不能有别的神。
And beside him, there shall not be any other God.
我们知道，爱是专一的。
We know that love is very singular.
爱这福音时，由其他的来与他来争责来相比。
Love does not allow any other to compare with that, to compete with him.
也可以说，爱里面有一个性质。
And we can say that the love has a character.
那个性质就是非常的纯洁，非常的专业。
And love is pure, and love is single.
神爱我们就是以这样的爱我们。
And this is how God loves us.
他爱我们实在是专业的，很久的，没有考虑的来爱我们。
He loves us single, no other thoughts, and long lasting.
所以他要我们也这样来爱他。
And therefore he asked us to love him this way.
神与我们人的关系就系在这一种的爱里面。
The relationship between God and us is on this love.
神这样的爱我们。
God so loves us.
专业的爱我们。
He loves us singularly.
没有其他的思想。
There's no other thoughts.
除了我们之外，他没有其他的目的。
Besides us, he does not have any other purpose.
所以他要我们与他的关系也是同样的。
So he wants the relationship between us and him the same.
什么叫做除他以外有别的神呢？
What does it mean that outside of him there are other gods?
如果我们心里面爱在神之外任何的人事物，
If we love any men, things and matters outside of God,
让这些的东西来与神比较的话，
We let these things to compare with God,
甚至于爱这些胜过爱神的话，
And even if we love these things more than we love God,
如果在我们的心目中除了神之外，我们给许许多多其他的东西来占有的话，
If we have in our hearts other than God, we are occupied by these other various things.
这些就是其他的神。
These are other gods.
如果我们信靠 trust, 如果我们信靠任何的人事物在神之外的信靠的话，这一个就是除他以外有了别的神。
If we trust any other man, things or matters outside of God, this is that there we have other gods other than our own God.
我们今天所有的爱应当专业的向着神。
Today, all our love should be singularly toward God.
正像诗篇所说的，除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也无所爱。
Just like said in the psalm, that outside of you, who do I have in heaven? Who can I love on earth?
我们应当每天信靠他，依靠他，而不是在他之外依靠任何的东西。
Every day we should trust him, lean on him, and it's not that outside of him we trust anything else.
如果我们真爱他的话，我们信靠他。
If we truly love him, we trust him.
我们能说有你够了。
And we can say that with you it is sufficient.
如果我们觉得有他还不够，
If we think he is not sufficient,
我们还需要其他的东西来扶持我。
And we need other things to supply to us.
这个就是除他以外我们有了别的神。
It is to have other gods than he.
后书第三章所说的。
Sometimes, just like what is said in Timothy chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
再这么后的日子是危险的日子。
And this end time is a dangerous time.
在那个时候人就爱自己。
And at that time, men love themselves.
人爱钱财。
And men love money.
人爱宴乐。
And men love pleasure.
换一句话说，人不爱神。
In another word, man does not love God.
人不爱良善。
Man does not love goodness.
人是爱他自己。
Man loves himself.
过于爱神。
More than loving God.
人是爱地上的东西过于爱神。
Man loves his things of the world more than loving God.
人是爱宴乐享福过于爱神。
Man loves pleasure.Men love enjoyment more than loving God.
这些都是给我们看见，在神以外，我们有了别的神。
These things just show us that outside of God, we have other gods.
保罗在腓立比第三章给我们看见。
Paul showed us in Philippians chapter 3.
他一面在这里告诉我们说，他就是要得着基督。
On the one hand, he tells us that he wants to gain Christ.
认识他复活的大能
to know the power of his resurrection,
效法他的死
and to be conformed to his death.
他是极力的追求基督
and he pursued Christ.
但是到三章末后的时候
and toward the end of chapter 3,
他说我流着泪的时候
he said, I say it with tears.
有的人他拒绝十字架。
Some have discarded the cross.
他贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Try to get this vain glory.
他以他的肚腹做他的神。
And he takes his stomach to be his God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些话不是对外邦人说的。
These words were not spoken to the nation.
这些话乃是对信主的人说。
These words were spoken to the believers.
但是不知不觉，我们在神之外，我们有其他的神。
But gradually, unknowingly, we have other gods than God.
神为什么这样的命令我们呢？
Why God so command us?
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
他知道只有在他那里有永远的福乐。
Because he knows only in him there is eternal blessing.
如果我们离了他，我们就落在罪恶、痛苦、死亡的里面。
If we leave him, we'll fall into sin and death.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
第一条的诫命乃是爱的专一和成就。
The first commandment is the singularity and purity of love.
第二条的诫命。
The second commandment.
他说不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪。自父及子直到三世代，爱我受我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱直到千代。
Thou shalt not make thyself any graven image, or any form, or what is in the heaven above, or what is in the earth beneath, or what is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God.Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the sons to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
在第二条诫命里给我们看见，爱是祭血。
The second commandment shows us that love is jealous.
如果真有爱的话
，If we have truly have that love.
他一定是很奇血。
The love is very jealous.
他不能允许 有另外的目的，有另外的忠心。
It does not allow any other purpose or any other loyalty.
我们知道，我们应当以神为我们的中心。
We know that we shall have God as our center, as our loyalty.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
他没有形象。
He has no image.
他要我们用心灵和诚实来拜他。
He wants us to worship him with the spirit, in spirit and in truth.
我们与神的关系啊，乃是个灵里头的关系。
Our relationship with our God is in the spirit.
神要我们以他为我们的 center, 为我们的中心。
God wants us to take him as our center.
我们所追求的是他。
What we pursue is him.
我们所敬拜的是他。
What we worship is him.
我们所侍奉的也是他。
What we serve is him.
但是神说，你们不可为自己雕刻偶像。
But God says, you shall not carve for yourself images.
我个人的感觉，觉得在这里那个重点是重在为自己。
I think the emphasis here is to make for yourself.
我们应当是为神而活。
We shall live for God.
以神为我们的追求。
We should take God as the object of our pursuance.
他是我们唯一的敬拜。
He is our only worship.
他也是我们一起所侍奉。
And he is the only object of our service.
但是有的时候。
But sometimes.
我们竟然为着自己。
We do this for ourselves.
我们以我们自己为中心。
We consider ourselves to be center.
当我们以自己为中心的时候，
When we consider ourselves to be the center,
我们就为自己制造了各种的偶像。
And we make for ourselves various idols.
实在说来，这些的偶像不过是把我们这个自己里面的那些的意念和盼望把它发表出来。
Actually, these idols express our own intention, our own emphasis inside.
这可以说是我们自己的一个合影。
And we can say that this actually is a projection of ourselves.
偶像就是这么一回事。
And this is the meaning of the idol.
如果你造什么像的话，
When you build an image,
这个就是表明你里头的意念是怎么样的。
It expresses the intention in your heart.
所以结果圣经说，你拜什么像，你就会像你所拜的。
So the Bible tells us, whatever image that you pay homage to, that you are like that.
有一首的诗歌是非常宝贵的。
One hymn is very precious.
我想恐怕有许多弟兄姊妹都知道。
And I think many brothers and sisters know this song.
那些诗歌就是说，基督虽然天堂，若不离合。
And that song says, although if Lord Jesus came 1,000 times to Bethlehem,
如果不活在你的心态里面，还是无成。
If he does not live in your heart, it is to no avail.
其中有一节这样说。
And one verse says,
他说人啊，你爱何物，就要向你。
He said, Man, whatever you love, that too shall you become.
若主，你若爱主。
If you love God, God.
若土，你若爱土。
You will be like dust if you love dust.
出极，神就进入。
And when you yourself goes out, then God comes in.
死极，神就生出。
And if you die, then God can live.
无你就有基督。
And if, without you, there is Christ.
无物就得万物。
If you do not have things, then you have all things.
神知道。
God knows.
如果我们爱他的话，
If we love him,
我们就要像他。
We will be like him.
如果我们爱土的话，我们就要像土。
If we love dust, it will be like dust.
如果我们的侍奉和敬拜都是向着他的话，
if our service and our worship is toward him,
我们就能像他。
Then we will be like him.
如果我们侍奉敬拜在他以外的，我们就能像那些我们所敬拜所侍奉。
If we serve or we worship things out of our God, then we will be like that, those things that we worship.
所以第二条的诫命给我们看见。
So the second commandment shows us.
神是祭邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
他虽然他这样祭邪，为着爱的人。
He is so jealous because he loves us.
因为他要把他的恩典倾倒在我们身上。
Because he wants to pour out his grace on us.
他知道如果不是这样的话，我们要经过许多的痛苦。
Because he knows that if not through this, then we have to go through instead pains and suffering.
就是他的审判，你看见他虽然要追讨那些犯罪的人，直到三世代。
And even in his judgment, in which he wants to deal with those sinners for three or four generations.
但是他对那些爱他、敬畏他的人。这祝福要直到千代。
But his blessings to those who love him and serve him, his blessing will be through thousands of generations.
这个更给我们看见神的爱是何等的无尽。
And this one shows us again that God's love is without end.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天以什么做我们的中心？
What do we take as our center today?
是神还是我们自己？
Is it God or ourselves?
我们今天敬拜侍奉是谁？
Now who is the one that we worship and we serve?
我们敬拜侍奉我们的神。
Do we worship and serve our God?
或者我们敬拜侍奉偶像？
Or we serve and we worship idols?
第三条诫命。
The third commandment.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
Thou shalt not idly utter the name of Jehovah thy God, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that idly utter his name.
什么叫做妄称耶和华的名？
What does it mean by idly utter the name of Jehovah.
为什么不可妄称耶和华的名？
Why can we not idly utter his name?
因为他的名就是代表他的自己。
Because his name represents himself.
我们如果妄称他的名，就是在那里轻视他自己。
If we idly utter his name, we are taking his name lightly.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is holy God.
所以他说我们要圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
Therefore he said, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
罪的对面是公义。
The opposite of sin is righteousness.
圣洁的对面就是平法。
The opposite of holiness is karma.
我们的神乃是不平常。
Our God is uncommon.
他是完全与其他的一切都不同。
He is different from everything.
所以他要我们也能分别出来。
So he wants us to be separated.
叫我们有他圣洁的性情。
So that we can have his holy nature.
在他的圣洁的性情上能有份。
So that we can have a share, partake in his holy nature.
妄称耶和华的名，就是叫我们把他看作平常。
To idly utter the name of the Lord is that we think him to be common.
好像他与我们一样。
As he is the same as us.
什么叫做妄称耶和华的名？
What does it mean by idly utter his name?
很多的时候，我们用嘴唇来亲近他，我们的心却远离他。
Oftentimes we approach him with our lips, but our hearts are far away.
这一个是妄称耶和华。
This is to idly utter his name.
很多的时候我们奉着他的名祷告，但是我们是寻求自己的权利。
Oftentimes we pray in his name, but actually we are seeking our own purpose.
这一个是妄称耶和华的。
And this is idly utter the name of the Lord.
有的时候我们用他的名来歧视，来遮盖我们的罪过。
And sometimes we vow using his name to cover our sin.
这一个是妄称耶和华的。
And this is to idly utter the name of the Lord.
我们没有看见我们的神是那位至圣的神。
We do not see that our God is the most holy God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，尤其在我们这个时代。
Dear brothers and sisters, especially at this time,
我们对神实在不恭敬。
And we really do not have respect for our Lord.
许多的时候我们把神看作太熟了，太平凡。
And oftentimes we think we are so familiar with him. We consider our God to be so common.
我们不把他当作一回事。
And we do not take him seriously.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is holy God.
我们应当有个敬虔的心。
And we have to have a pious godliness in us.
这个是第三条的诫命。
And this is the third commandment.
神要把他自己的性格、性质要组织。
God wants to constitute his nature and his character in us.
我们知道在这末世的时候，
we know that at this end time,
有一个现象，就是人有敬虔的外貌，没有敬虔的实际。
One phenomena is men have a godly outwardness, but do not have the power of it, deny the power of it.
我们在神儿女的中间都看见。
And even among God's children, we see this.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
第四条诫命。
Commandment number four.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to hallow it.
六日要劳碌，做你一切的工。
Six days shall thou labor.
但第七日是向耶和华你的神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女不离牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah thy God. Thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor the son, nor thy daughter, thy bondman, nor the handmaid, nor the cat, nor thy cattle.Nor the stranger that is within thy gate.
因为六日之内，耶和华扫天造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
For in 6 days Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and they rested on the seventh day. Therefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day.And hallowed it.
神用六天的功夫来复造这个世界。
God used 6 days to create the world.
到了第七天，他就安息了。
On the seventh day, he rested.
因为他所有的工作都已经完成。
Because he has finished all the work.
我们知道神造人是第六天造人。
We know that God created man on the sixth day.
所以对神说，他用六天来工作，到第七天他安息。
So to God he used 6 days to work, and on the seventh day he rested.
就做人来说，他第一个整天就是享受神的安息。
So for man, the first whole day he enjoyed the rest of God.
属灵的意义就是说，神为着爱我们的缘故。他样样都齐备了。
A spiritual meaning is this. That God, because He so loved us, He has prepared all things for us.
他现在叫我们一造出来就来享受他完成的工作。
So that the minute He made us, He wants us to enjoy His work.
但是因为人犯罪的缘故
，But because the sin of man，
我们看见神的安息就被破坏。
We see that the rest, the peace of God, was destroyed.
我们的神到伊甸园里面来寻找人。
And God came to the Garden of Eden to look for man.
他就开始工作，要来挽回人。
And He started to work to restore him.
所以我们的主说：“我父做事，直到如今。”我也做事。
So therefore, our Lord says that my Father works to this day, and I work too.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise our God.
当我们的主在十字架上临终的时候，他大声的呼喊说：“成了。”
When our Lord was on the cross, at His final moment, He cried out, saying, "It's finished."
工作完成了。
The work is finished.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们被呼召来进入他的安息。
So, dear brothers and sisters, today we are called to enter into His rest.
希伯来第四章告诉我们说，有一个安息为我们存留。
So the Hebrews tells us that there is a rest reserved for us.
我们今天不是到了第七天来守安息日。
It is not that we come to the seventh day and we observe this day of Sabbath.
我们感谢神。我们今天已经进入基督做我们的安息。
We thank God that today we have entered that Christ is our rest.
我们天天安息在他完成的工作里。
Daily we can rest in the work He has accomplished for us.
这个是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
神要我们安息在基督。完成的工作。
God wants us to rest in the work that our Jesus Christ has already finished.
许多的时候，我们还是要工作。
And oftentimes we want to work.
我们不肯安息在基督完成的工作。
We are not willing to rest in the work that He has already finished.
好像他所做的还不够，我们还得加添一点。
As if what He has done is not enough, and we have to add to it.
这个就是犯安息日。
And this is to violate the Sabbath.
我们应当完全安息在他的里面。
And we should rest in Him.
这个神爱的预备。
And this is the preparation out of the love of God.
叫我们能更认识他。
So that we can know Him deeply.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这四条的诫命。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you see these commandments,
都是表明神的旨意。
They represent God Himself.
他要我们进到他自己的里面。
He wants us to enter into Himself.
所以他的诫命是什么
？So His commandment is.
把这四条的诫命，把他的精义包括起来，就是一句话。
When we combine the essence of these four commandments together, it is one word.
你要尽心。尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all heart, all soul, all understanding, and all strength.
神的意思并不是要我们在外面守这条戒、守那条戒。
The meaning, the purpose of God is not that outwardly we observe this commandment, we observe that commandment.
就是当神把十条诫给以色列人的时候
，And even when God gave these ten commandments to Israelites，
在生命记里头，你看见他一再的说
，And in Deuteronomy， God spoke again and again。
他说：“你要遵守我的诫命。
”That you shall obey my commandments。
你要爱我
，Love me。
你要尽心的爱我
，And love me with all your will。
他不过是借着这些的诫命，要叫以色列的人来爱他。
And he just used all these commandments so that Israelites can love him.
神所要的是爱。
What God wants is love.
不是外面守了那些的诫句。
It is not externally to observe these letters.
你就是外面熟了这些的字句，如果里面没有爱的话，你还是违背了他的诫命。
If you just outwardly observe these letters, but inside, if you do not have that love, you still violate the commandments.
你记得那个少年人来到主的面前。
You remember that young man coming before the Lord.
他说：“我应当做什么才能承受永生？”
He said, "What can I do to receive this eternal life?"
主就告诉他说：“你要守诫命。”
And the Lord Jesus told him that you shall obey the commandment.
他说：“什么诫命？”
He said, "What command?"
我们的主没有用第一块的法子。
And our Lord did not use the first tablet.
他只用第二块的法子。
He only used the second tablet.
他说你要孝顺父母，不可杀人，不可奸盗，不可做这个，不可做那个。
And he said, you shall pay respect to your parents, you shall not kill, you shall not conduct adultery, you shall not do this or that.
这个少年人说，这些我从小都说了。
And this young man said, I have obeyed all these.From you.
主看着他就爱他。
And the Lord saw him and loved him.
主说你还缺少一点。
And the Lord said, there's one thing you lack.
要变卖一切所有的，来跟从。
Sell all things and follow me.
因为神知道这个少年人爱钱。
Because the Lord knows that this young man loves money.
如果他爱他的钱财，他就不能爱人。
If he loves his money, he cannot love others as himself.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看。
So dear brothers and sisters, here we are led to see.
神所要的就是那个爱。
What God wants is that love.
因为他是爱。
Because he is love.
那很快看以下的六条，我们不解释。
Now, we don't have time to explain this, but let's quickly talk about the other six.
第二条其次也是一样的重要。
And the Lord says, the others, or the second, is equally important.
你把这个六条总合起来就是一句话。
And if you combine the last six commandments together, it's one word.
你要爱人如同爱自己一样。
That is to love others as you love yourself.
没有一个人不爱自己。
No one does not love himself.
难处就是说，你若爱你爱自己的话，你就没有办法爱人。
The problem is, if you love yourself, it is not possible for you to love others.
这个爱人如己啊，这是不可能的事情。
To love others as loving yourself is not possible.
因为如果你要爱人如己的话，你要牺牲你自己。
Because if you love others as yourself, then you have to sacrifice yourself.
只有我们的主，他实在是爱人如己。
Only our Lord Jesus, he loves men as himself.
他为着我们舍己。
He gave himself for us.
有一个法利赛人。
One Pharisee,
一个律法师来到主的面前
a lawyer coming to the Lord.
他要试探我们的主耶稣
He wanted to tempt our Lord.
他问主说
He asked,
诫命中什么是最大的
What is the greatest of the commandments?
这个人对于律法很有研究
This one is very versed in the law.
所以他问主说：“诫命中哪一个？律法中什么是最大的
？”Therefore, he asked, "What is the greatest commandment?"
主说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽力爱主你的神。
”So the Lord says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all heart, all soul, and all strength."
并且你要爱邻舍像爱自己一样。
And you shall love your neighbors as loving yourself.
这个律法师。要显明他有理。
And this lawyer wanted to show that he has an argument.
他不敢提到爱神尽心尽性尽力的爱神。
And he dare not mention to love God with all heart and all soul and all strength.
他知道在这一方面他不够。
He knows that he is not adequate in this respect.
但是他认为爱邻舍加爱自己他已经做到了。
But he thinks that he is able to do this, which is to love neighbors as himself.
所以他问主说谁是我的邻舍。
So he asked the Lord, who is my neighbor?
是不是坐在我的住在我的左边住在我的右边的是我的邻舍。
Is that your, my neighbor, the one living on my left or the one living on my right?
这个邻舍的范围有多大？
And how, what is the scope of this neighborhood?
我究竟需要爱多少人？
And how many people do I need to love?
就用一个比喻。
The Lord used an example.
有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥。
And one person going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
我们知道耶路撒冷是敬拜神的地方。
We know that Jerusalem is the place to worship God.
耶利哥是被咒诅的地方。
And Jericho is the place of curse.
耶路撒冷是在山上。
And Jerusalem is on high hill.
耶利哥那是在海拔之下的。
And Jericho is under below is even below sea level.
所以实在说来，这个人是在走堕落的道路。
So we can say that this man is walking toward corruption.
在半路就给强盗抢了。
Halfway he was robbed.
不但抢了，打得半死。
And he was beaten to almost die.
就留在路上。
And was left there.
有个祭司也从耶路撒冷下来经过那里。
A priest coming down from Jerusalem also passing that place.
他看看就走过了。
He saw, he left.
一个利未人也是这样。
A Levite came.
到了最后一个撒玛利亚人。
The same.And finally, a Samaritan came.
圣经说他行路来到那里。
And the Bible says that he walked to that place.
原来这个撒玛利亚人他有一个慈爱的心。
The Samaritan had a heart of love.
他知道在这条路上有许多的强盗。
He knew that on this path there were many robbers.
所以他在那里是做这个 rescue work.
So he actually was there doing the rescuing work.
他看见这个人打得半死。
When he saw this man left there to die.
虽然犹太人轻看撒玛利亚。
Although the Jews despised the Samaritans.
但是他用油和酒来包裹他。
But he wrapped him with oil and wine.
把他放在他的牲畜的上面。
He put him on his animal.
带到一个旅馆的里面。
Brought him to a hotel.
并且他给旅馆的老板2块钱。
He gave the shop owner, the hotel's owner, 2 pennies.
他说你好好地照顾他。
Let's take care of him.
如果不够，我要不付。
If not adequate, I will pay you back.
主就问这一个律法师兄。
The Lord asked that lawyer.
你说谁是邻舍？他的邻舍。
You say, who is the neighbor?
谁是那个打伤的人的邻舍？
Who is the neighbor of that wounded man?
是那个祭司吗？
Is it that priest?
是那个利未人吗？
Is that Levite?
这个律师头脑很清楚。
And this lawyer was a smart man.
头脑不清楚不能做律师。
If he's not smart, couldn't be a lawyer.
所以他马上就说，就是那一个救他的人。
And he quickly said that it's that person who rescued him.
就说你照样去做。
And the Lord says, do the same.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
意思说你要爱我。
And that means that you shall love me.
我是你的邻舍。
I am your neighbor.
你以为是你来爱邻舍？
You think that it's you who love the neighbor.
是你的邻舍爱了你。
It is your neighbor who loves you.
我为你舍身。
I gave my life for you.
你没有办法爱人如己。
It is not possible for you to love neighbors.
你没有这个爱。
You do not have that love.
但是你如果受了我爱的经历。
But if you are constrained by my love.
你如果接受我的爱。
If you accept my love.
并且你爱我。
And you love me.
这样的话，你才能爱人。
And you can love men as loving yourself.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见,
we see here,
在十条的诫命里,
in these 10 commandments,
神没有意思 要我们在外面去做。
God did not mean for us to do anything external.
神要我们看见他的爱。
God wants us to see His love.
神要我们打开我们的心来接受他的爱。
God wants us to open our hearts to receive His love.
让他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
So that His love can pour in our hearts.
这样我们才能尽心尽性尽意尽力地爱神。
Then we can love our God with all heart, all soul, all understanding and strength.
我们也能爱人像爱我们。
Then we can love others as we love ourselves.
主说,
the Lord said,
在约翰第十四章里面,
in John chapter 14,
人若爱我的话,
if man loves me,
就要遵守我的命令,
obey my commandments.
凡是遵守我命令的, 就是爱我的。
Those who obey my commandments love me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
爱和主的命令是分不开的。
Love is inseparable.From the commandment of God.
因为神只有一个命令。
Because God has only one commandment.
那个命令就是爱。
And that commandment is love.
所以我们今天如果真是爱他的话。
So today, if we truly love him.
我们要遵守他的命令。
We have to obey his commandment.
多年一直感动我。
Years, these years, what touched my heart.
就是C.T. Studd 这样的一个故事
was a story of C.T. Studd.
我们知道 C.T. Studd 乃是剑桥妻子到中国来传道的。
We know that C.T. Studd is one of the Cambridge Seven who came to China to preach the gospel.
他是牛津毕业的。
He was a graduate from Oxford or Cambridge. He was a graduate from Cambridge.
他是一个富有的。
He was from a rich family.
他是全英国第一个 cricketer.
He was number one cricketer in England.
那好像在美国打棒球的人一样。
As if he is the number one baseball star in the United States.
他是全英国家家户户都知道他名字。
He is the one whose name is known to every household.
但是他被主的爱救。
But he was touched by the love of God.
他要到中国。
He wanted to go to China to preach the gospel.
在他来中国之前,
before he came to China,
他先在各处的地方做一点 deputation work.
And he started to work somehow in various places in England.
有一次他在 Edinburgh.
Once he was in Edinburgh.
在 Abbey Mayer 礼拜堂里头。
And he was in the church with Abbey Mayer.
Abbey Mayer 是一个很很有恩赐被主用的一个年轻人。
F.B. Meyer was a young man with gifts and he was highly used by God.
所以 F.B. Meyer 就招待他。
So F.B. Meyer, F.B. Meyer received him.
Edinburgh 在11月的时候是非常的冷。
November in Edinburgh was very cold.
到了早晨清早的时候。
In the early morning,
那大概4:30的时候
，around 3 or 4 o'clock，
这个 Abbey Mayer 他看见在 C.T. Studd 的房间里头已经点了灯了。
Abbey Mayer saw that the room of C.T. Studd was lighted。
那么他是主人
，He was the host，
所以他有一点担心
，So he was a little worried。
是不是我的客人有什么不舒服
？Is it my guest is feeling uncomfortable.
但是太早了。
But it was too early.
去打门好像觉得省仪。
It would be too imposing to knock at the door.
所以他就等。
So he waited.
但是等了很久，看见灯还点着呢。
And after a long while, the light was still there.
所以他就敲敲门。
So he knocked at the door.
C.T. Studd说 ，Come in, 进来。
And C.T. Studd said, "Come in."
他跑进去。
He entered.
看见 C.T. Studd 坐在那。
He saw C.T. Studd sitting there.
因为很冷。
Because it was cold.
就把这个 rug, 毯子啊，就把他自己包起来。
He wrapped himself with the rug.
他在那里读圣经。
He was reading the Bible.
Abbey Meyer 说，你真早啊。
Abbey Meyer says, you're so early.
他说，我爱我的神。
He said, I love my God.
我在神的话里来寻找他的命令。
I look his command in his word.
我要遵守他的命。
I want to keep his word, his command.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们读圣经都是寻找应许。
When we read the Bible, we look for promises.
有的人懒惰到一个地步，我初到美国的时候，到基督徒家里头去。
Some are pretty lazy. When I came to the United States first, I went to the house of Christians.
在这个早饭的桌子上放了一个盒子。
In the morning, at the breakfast table, there was this little box.
啊，这个 promise box.
It's a promise box.
那么每天早晨就捡。挑一个出来。
And every morning he would pick one.
那今天神的祝福就是这样领到。
And this is how the blessing of God come to me today.
这是我们爱神的方法。
And this is the way we love God.
但是 C.T. Studd 不是这样。
But C.T. Studd was different.
他说我在寻找他的吩咐。
He said, I'm looking for his command.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个是真正的爱。
And this is truly loving the Lord.
主说，人若爱我，就遵守我的命令。
The Lord said, "One who loves me obeys my commandments."
遵守我命令的就是爱。
He who obeys my commandments loves me.
我必与他同住。
And I shall dwell with him.
一同祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，我们实在俯伏敬拜。
Our God, we prostrate to worship you.
你实在是爱。
You are indeed love.
在你的诫命的里面满有爱。
In your commandment, it is full of love.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
你向我们所要求的只有一个。
What you ask of us is only one.
要我们。
That we love you.
彼此相爱。
That we love each other.
你拯救我们脱离许多枝枝节节的东西。
You save us out of many fragmented things.
拯救我们脱离一切外面的东西。
You save us from the external things.
叫我们被你的爱所建立。
That we can be constrained by your love.
用你给我们的爱来爱你。
That we love you with the love that you gave us.
也用你给我们的爱。在彼此相爱。
That we love each other with the love you gave us.
叫你心满意足。
So that your heart is satisfied.
奉主耶稣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.